From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Protesters in Egypt are once again defying an evening curfew. The calls for President Hosni Mubarak to step down are louder than ever as a fifth day of protests comes to a close. The pressure forced Mubarak to appoint a vice president today, but as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Cairo, the move is not satisfying demonstrators.
The fact that Omar Suleiman has been appointed the vice president, the first vice president to have been appointed by Mubarak ever, they say it means absolutely nothing. In fact, many of the protesters today were chanting, down, down with Mubarak, down, down with Suleiman. They do not want to see the same old faces. They want Mubarak out, but they also want people who are associated with him out. And when you ask them, who would you like to see as leader? What do you want? Where is this going? They really can't see past the fact that they want Hosni Mubarak to go. They say they want democratic elections. They say that let the ballot box decide who the next leader of Egypt should be.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. Support for the anti-government protesters in Egypt is being seen in some U.S. cities. Earlier today, the street in front of the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C. was full of people, and a similar protest was staged in Cambridge, Massachusetts. President Obama met with his national security team at the White House today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Washington is keeping up the pressure on Egypt's president to follow through on promises of reform.
According to the White House, the president was updated on the situation in Egypt and focused on the need for political reform in the country. President Obama has been calling on all sides to exercise restraint. A senior administration official says the U.S. is watching closely to see how the Egyptian government responds to the people. Hosni Mubarak has been promising reforms. He fired his cabinet and named a vice president, choosing his intelligence chief, Omar Suleiman. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley, in one of his messages posted on Twitter, said it was not enough for Mubarak to simply reshuffle the deck and stand pat. Crowley called for real reforms. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. today is also demanding the release of an American charged with killing two Pakistanis in Lahore. The U.S. Embassy says Raymond Davis holds a diplomatic passport, which protects him from prosecution. The embassy says Davis was acting in self-defense when he shot two men Thursday as they approached his car. But Pakistani officials say it's not clear Davis has diplomatic immunity. The nation's largest cable TV company now has its majority stake in NBC Universal. Comcast says today the deal is done after a year-long regulatory review. Comcast gets a 51% stake in NBC Universal, including several cable TV channels. This is NPR. Initial public offerings are picking up. 11 companies are getting ready to go public next week, including three drug developers. Analysts say other healthcare-related companies are starting to gun for the stock market as well. They say a lot of medical companies held back on IPOs last year to see how President Obama's healthcare overhaul would play out. In women's tennis, Kim Clijsters won the Australian Open today, beating Li Na of China in three sets. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney the match was a milestone for both players.
Li Na took command of her first Grand Slam tennis final early with a decisive 6-3 win in the first set, but Kim Clijsters saw her chance to regain the momentum midway through the second set.
A couple of times I saw her get aggravated, and those are the moments where I'm like, okay, if I can just step it up here a little bit and just hang in there and even get a couple of, you know, tough rallies going for me, then I think, you know, I can make that even worse on her side.
Clijsters took the last two sets, 6-3, 6-3, to win her first Australian Open. She may come from Belgium, but Clijsters is such a hometown favorite, the local press calls her Aussie Kim. Finally winning in front of her adopted hometown crowd brought Clijsters to tears. It was a milestone for Li Na also. This was the first time a Chinese player has made it to the finals of a Grand Slam tennis tournament. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
And opera fans are remembering one of the world's leading sopranos today. Dame Margaret Price has died at her home in Wales at the age of 69. She was known for the striking purity of her voice and for her renditions of Mozart's complicated music. She rose to prominence after her debut in The Marriage of Figaro at the Welsh National Opera House in 1962. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.